Unit test. Look at the pictures while listening and choose the best description. Number 1.
A. This child is getting an injection. B. This child is suffering from a disease. C. This child is having an operation. D. This child is taking a pill.
Number 2.
A. These children want food. B. These children want to cook their food. C. Some people are helping children eat food. D. These children are buying food.
Listen and choose the best response. Number 3.
What good could $30 do?
A. There are other things you can do. B. Let's start making our plan right away. C. We are only kids. D. It will provide clean water and nutritious food.
Number 4.
You can send money to help a needy child in another country.
A. Not everyone has all those things. B. We have so much. C. That sounds terrific. I will send money right now. D. We are very lucky to have a safe home.
Number 5.
Have you heard about the 24-hour fast?
A. I'm sorry, but I can't fast. B. Yes, everyone stops eating for one day, right? C. People are really starving. D. I never thought about it that way.
Number 6.
James, what did you think about the 24-hour fast?
A. It helped me realize how much we take for granted. B. It will be terrific to help others. C. Don't feel guilty. D. I'm happy for you to experience the 24-hour fast.
Listen and answer each question. Number 7. Angela, what are you doing?
I don't want to eat anymore.
But you just took a little bit of your steak.
But it's not delicious.
There are lots of children who are starving in the world. You should not throw away your food.
I never thought about it that way. As you said, I feel guilty, and I'll eat all my steak.
Number 8.
We are very lucky to have a safe home, lots of clothes, and food every day.
Everyone has those things. I would feel lucky if I had a computer in my bedroom.
You're wrong. There are people and children in many countries who suffer from hunger every day.
I know what you mean, but what can we do? We are only kids.
There are a lot of agencies that let you sponsor a needy child in another country. You send money to help them.
Number 9.
In some countries, $30 a month will provide health care and a chance to go to school for an entire month.
It is hard to believe that so little money could do so much.
There are other things you can do. For $4 a week, you can provide healthy milk for a baby. $6 will buy a child a warm blanket. For $10, you could provide a family with a mosquito net.
I didn't know that so little money could be such a big help.
Number 10.
James, how was the 24-hour fast?
It was incredible. Not eating for one day helped me realize how much we take for granted.
I see what you mean, but I don't know if I can stop eating for a day.
I didn't think I could stop eating for a day either, but our whole group helped each other, and we did it. I realized that many children in the world feel like that most of the time.
I want to experience the 24-hour fast to learn more about starving people.
Let's try together next time. Listen and answer the following questions. Numbers 11, 12, and 13. UNICEF is an organization that is trying to help children who suffer from starvation, poverty, disease, and so on. Its motto is, For Every Child. It continues, Health, Education, Equality, and Protection. The goals of UNICEF that are stated in their motto are carried out through their 5 main initiatives. Girls' education, immunization, child protection, prevention of HIV or AIDS, and early childhood care. UNICEF is always waiting for your help. You can make a difference for children. UNICEF depends entirely on voluntary contributions for all its work. You can donate or purchase UNICEF cards and gifts or become a volunteer. With your help, children can live a better life. If you are interested in helping children, please contact our official website, www.unicef.org. Numbers 14, 15, and 16.
UNICEF is the United Nations Children's Fund, which was established in 1946. UNICEF strives to build a world where all children are granted the rights that they deserve. These rights are stated in UNICEF's Convention on the Rights of a Child. It explains a wide range of conditions that include civil rights and freedoms, family environment, basic health and welfare, education, leisure and cultural activities, and special protection measures. The convention includes non-discrimination, the best interests of the child, the right to survival and development, and the views of the child. The Convention on the Rights of the Child has been accepted by 192 countries since it was adopted by the United Nations General Assembly in November 1989. Thanks to the Convention on the Rights of a Child, the world has seen dramatic gains for children.